This is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, February 21st. I'm David Sparks, and remember yesterday, Republican representative from Hood River, Oregon, Greg Walden, came out with a pledge to improve health care for many rural Americans. Today, we find out that Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson joined 42 members of Congress in co-sponsoring H.R. 1121, the Pre-Existing Conditions Protection Act of 2017. Here is Congressman Simpson's spokesperson, Nikki Wallace. It appears to me that Representative Walden and Congressman Simpson seem to be very much on the same page as it relates to this whole health care thing. You want to talk about it?
Sure. Congressman Simpson said it is clear Idahoans want a patient-centered reforms that put health care decisions into the hands of patients. And that is why he co-sponsored Chairman Walden's bill to protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Preserving access and providing safeguards is a perfect example of a patient-centered reform that puts consumers in the driver's seat.
In other news, it appears that there is a new head of the EPA, according to AgriPulse's Spencer Chase.
The big news coming out of Washington just about an hour ago, the Senate has voted to officially confirm Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency.
And finally, Seattle climatologists are saying that this February has a chance of breaking the all-time record for rainfall. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.